Hallo, is Bobalia Mosa Haltige Geschachle. Say Robert de Karslachmish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to Schachle. In Schachle, this time, Sachorma Shoje Schachle, Tashin Jiriger die Erfelia Edergeltjach, Viskuller Kummel und Sneren. We focus particularly on an Interceltic festival which is being held in Ireland, with Manx involvement in the annual Pan-Celtic festival taking place in Carlow. Since Monday evening, the Corrib Singers, an Irish male voice choir from Headford in County Galway, have been giving concerts with a repertoire of Irish folk songs, hymns, songs of the sea, modern compositions, which they mix in with pieces of Irish traditional music and the spoken word. They've also held morning pop-up sessions at some of the Manx National Heritage sites and hosted sessions of Irish traditional music. You can enjoy a concert with the Corrib Singers at 7:30 this evening, Thursday the 9th of April, in St Thomas's Church in Douglas. There's no admission fee, but a collection will be made for a range of Ireland charities. That's at 7:30 in St Thomas's Church, and then afterwards the Corrib Singers and friends will be heading off to Ty Fitz, the new Irish-themed bar at the end of the Loch Promenade, just beyond the end of Victoria Street and Walpole Avenue, and opposite the Bottleneck car park. And there at Ty Fitz they'll be hosting an Irish traditional music session. The Corrib Singers will be heading back to Headford tomorrow, so it's a final chance to enjoy their singing and music this evening in Douglas, first in St Thomas's Church for that concert, then in Ty Fitz for a traditional music session. Trevor Clare, Jinteg Radio Vanning, Mina Gair, the Henem, Machion Feedblain, Jane Chochira, Vacourager Bun, Yorish Fiona McCardle, RBV, Shendagray, Aren Son Manning, Va Marinus Jintem, Trevor Mikor Kunta, Jane Nelia Pankeljach, and Trevi Courager Bun, Vami Un Vlainer Sul. Marsota Ked out Karach, Shenachir Jo. Ach, Hoyach, ten Chochira, Aren Son Manning, Rechit son a rennen no scrut se gilg. As asen chochire shen te renn reit, de gol as glei manning, de goil arns nelia pan keltjach, ons chochire eder a shunach son a rennen no. Ruby Bisco Taylor singing with the band Bisky Brish, and Ruby and the band have been in Carlow for the Pan-Celtic Festival on a couple of occasions. Na cíortan chanel gildalúrig slaid de scríofógan sa gléir sin, ach ta tindé is ar bhé dint, as ta denin sa gá sin de gháil arn ons a rén son manning, as eis de gálgas nyerin son an élia Pan-Celtiach. For the minch that son shigger is a chair cho, the row an alia shen an alia pan helchach, curricher bun ons kilerna ons county Kerry, nan rariach Kerry, savlain naichi jeg, 3 feet as nanjeg, liorish dunya vagavrache de an bord falche, con no conil. Egan tre shen shen bord falche vad greirish, ach nirish shen teirjit de ve falche Ireland. Back in 1971, Con O'Connell was working for and bought Fáilte, and as there were ferry links with two of Ireland's Celtic neighbours, Wales with a ferry from Abergwyne, or Fishguard as it's called in English, and Brittany with a ferry from Roscoff, he conceived the idea of a three-way Celtic festival, and that was held in May 1971. One of the Welsh participants was singer, folklorist, collector and academic Dr. Meredith Evans.
Peth i'r achsod garwf lewyn man ymlaen, par gafran bod hi'n pori, cillach elun ar y cloddiau clirwng clarwnd yn yr achsod lewyn garwf man ymlaen, par gafr, gafrwen, byrwen, fel yn gynffonwen, ystlis a chydyn a chynffonwen. Beth yw ras o garw rywun man ymlaen par gafr am bod hi'n pori gyllach elyn ar y cloddiau clirwm clarwm dyna ras o rywun garw man ymlaen par gafr gafr ddi byr ddi fel yn gyffon ddi ysles chydyn a chynffon ddi. Beth yw ras o garw rywun man ymlaen par gafr am bod hi'n pori gyllach elyn ar y cloddiau clirwm clarwm dyna ras o rywun garw man ymlaen par gafr gafr goch byr goch fel yn gyffon goch ysles chydyn a chynffon goch.
Mered, as he was known, Meredith Evans, and he invited Conall Connell to the Eisteddfod Genedlaethol, which was held later that year in North Wales, in Bangor. Gorsedd y Beirth invited representatives of the Celtic countries to the Eisteddfod, and with meeting delegates from Scotland, Cornwall and the Isle of Man, as well as Wales and Brittany, and with Conall Connell himself from Ireland, a pan-Celtic committee was formed. And from 1972, Conn O'Connell's festival in Killarney became the Pan-Celtic Festival of all six nations. The Pan-Celtic Festival was held in Killarney from 1971 to 1990, but then became peripatetic, with bids being invited from places to host it. It's been in Galway, Tralee, Ennis, Kilkenny, Letterkenny, Donegal, Dingle, Derry, and, as it is again this year, Carlow. The family trio Sian Scoil will be performing the song chosen as Arens on Manning this year, and they're in Carlow for the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition. The lead vocal is by Cara Rowles, who also plays her fiddle in the arrangement. Cara Rowles, taust yr ein J. Yren son manning bysgol gys nierin dy goel arn ons yn cohir y son yren pan celtio edr y siwnach. Mae so, cyrryd yn yren, cyrryd yn y ffog yn J.
Rwy'n gymys y tisio, dach dren y sgil es jyns y mi. Dy ed slai tyn ys y sŵ, mygleri te mycul mycri. Tad orangai, tad orangai. Lys cara cwysio ynstach ffôl, ffam mahanis, eich cwl, tad orangai, tad orangai, y rhen ys dans ffos bio tad ffrel, cynion a sy'n lag yn tal. Edy de holis, edy long as a chi, haws tyn y cynion o, hynel feg edy rhain, edy de holis, edy long as a chi, haws tyn y cynion o, hynel feg edy rhain. Hynel feg Jason sgrit mach, fai fiel gyfiel feigl lesbri, De ed slai tyn eisiau sŵl, mae'n gleri, te mae'n giol, mae'n gri.
No, fi like gwrw mai mwyrn. Ys crenacht henc yn yr end y fe on?
Fe gwl leis aide mae'n mwmeg leis. Ta, like, fa mi gynsit leis, like, leis ani, as fi gynsit leis mwna, as sa fa Morrison yn stwg o'r sien. So it's like that's an all over Kalia.
There you go, chit cheese good as yes.
Yeah.
Can't do it, go to my morning.
Get it.
The trio Sian Skoll, with the song chosen as a Rens on Manning, Eder De Hollis, with Cara Rolls on lead vocal and fiddle, Dave Rolls on guitar and harmonies, and Laura Rolls on keyboard. We heard Cara going through the lyrics before she led that performance of it, and she also told us a little about the song's background. It was Laura Rolls who wrote the song, and as well as asking Cara about the song, I was also able to ask the songwriter herself about it. Laura Rolls, you've written the song, so what was the genesis of the song then? Where did the idea come from?
Like Cara was saying, I was thinking about connections with Annie Kizik teaching Cara and Callum, my youngest, at Bun School, and how Annie had then been taught by Mona, who'd been taught by Sophia Morrison, who'd been influenced by the Victorian collectors. So it was thinking about how we've got this now almost unbroken tradition of teaching of the language and the culture passing over 100 years. So yeah, it was really about how our language and our culture and our music and dance and song all connects us back to our previous generations.
How did you come to create the song out of that thought?
I think, it seems like a long time ago now, I think I wrote the chorus first, the lyrics to the chorus, and then once I got that, it was on the idea of Eder De Hollis being the Manx for Between the Two Lights. So I took that idea and then based everything else around it. So I wrote it in sections and then put it all together, which isn't the usual way I work, but it seemed to work for this song. So it was quite a tricky song to write for me, but I think it's made it more interesting because of that, hopefully.
And as a family now, you're singing it as Sian Skoll, not quite the same Sian Skoll as has taken part in the Pan Celtic before.
No, we won in Derry in 2014, where it was me and Dave with a couple of our students, Michelle Jameson and Fraser Grant. And it was a song about Cara that won. Cara was 6 months old at that festival.
Yeah, and a regular attendee at Dunkruniach committee meetings too.
Oh, yeah, she was. from birth, pretty much. She was a vital member of Dunkruniach. So then it feels like we've come full circle a bit for Cara now to be singing the song for the Pan Celtic Song Competition.
At home.
Skull, the group as it was then in 2014, as Laura said, consisting of herself and Dave, with two of their students, Fraser Grant on bass, and lead vocal by Michelle Jameson. And the song was based on Dave's experience of having to be away from Laura and Cara just a baby at the time. And we heard Shan Skull performing the song with which they won the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition in 2014, when the Pan-Celtic Festival was held in Derry. And so back with Laura now. Now, you won in Derry, but you've also been to Carlo, which is where it's being held this year, so you know the lie of the land there.
Yep, it's a lovely festival. It's the whole town of Carlo gets involved in the festival, and the shopkeepers do displays in the windows, and there's Pan-Celtic bunting all over the town, and the local council and things are very supportive of the festival. So it's got a really fantastic vibe amongst the whole town, not just the festival events.
Mm. And this time you've had to make quite a lot of the arrangements yourself. Unfortunately, Nicola hasn't been able to be in the forefront.
No, unfortunately, Nicola, who's the Isle of Man delegate for the Pan-Celtic, has been stuck in Australia because of the war in Iran and not being able to get flights home. She doesn't have a laptop with her, so I ended up having to do all the administration for it. So I've been doing all the entries for the competitions and the tech specs and stage plans and things as well that the festival needs in order for us to be able to go.
Go to my moyo. Does it? Bye.
Great.
Writer of the song Eder de Hollis, Laura Rolls. The Pan-Celtic International Song Competition will be taking place in Carlo later this evening, Thursday the 9th of April, and they'll be live streaming it on the Pan-Celtic International Festival Facebook page. Arendse on Manning also provides an opportunity for a song to be chosen to represent the island in another competition of the Pan-Celtic Festival, and that's for a new song in traditional style. The group Smunyach Mai performed a song at Arendse on Manning this year, and it's a song written by Owen Williams, who also sings it and plays whistle on this arrangement by Smunyach Mai.
We won the best original traditional style song at Arendse on Manning. The song's quite a traditional theme. It's about lost love. There are a number of those kind of songs, I think, in the Manx tradition and all over the world, of course. So it was Ernol Tamigrai Mien, Gone is my Dear Love, is the title of the song. Yeah.
mi as liesta mchrir su harish chin tainish as du sin stol su ans taura bevan rishin trevan grien gokales er ach nish se yore fur as du Gen mestorter Strei nach Berlin ich Me chryd y brech Straen ach fel I gyngor drwm Mer ym sond ych iawn yn tre Man ach bir I stem Man ach hyg I rag da Glyntion isio jwys a zisht Me fein ach fod fa
Owen Williams, singing the song he wrote, Angol Tamagrai Veen, the island's entry in the competition for a new song in traditional style. Moilia Solia de Owen Williams, as Smunyach Mai. As Leshen Tashin Zerjit Gus Jera Chlaire Achir Cho. That's it from Shachle, which will be back next Thursday at 5:30. But now from me, Bob Carswell, Achnish Wompin, Robert Karslach, Sledned.